Just one halakha question was recently asked. A fellow was at a wedding, and they were serving the hors d'oeuvres. And one of the hors d'oeuvres that they serve is like a little piece of bread that has on it some salad of some sort or a little piece of meat. And the piece of bread is less than a kezayit. So he learned the halakha that says that if you're eating less than a kezayit of bread, so you don't have to make the tidash yadayim, and you just could make hamotzi, and you could eat it. So he was happy with that. And he was careful to make sure to eat less than a kezayit, so he doesn't put himself now into, netilat shadayim without a beracha, or putting himself into birkat hamazon issues. So he ate one or two of them, which were small, and that was fine. But his question came up after that, is now they're serving other stuff. So does the hamotzi that he made on less than a kezayit of pat poter all the things that come after it? Because we know a general rule that bread, hamotzi, is poter everything that follows. Things that are normally babetuch ha-se'uda, let's say. So they're giving out pieces of meat now, they're giving them out other types of mezonot, hors d'oeuvres and things like that. So he wants to know if he's okay. The truth is, Rabbi Moshe Levi, in his Birkat Hashem, talks about this case in Helegimal Perek Yud on Dafshin Lamitet, and he wants to say that even less than a kezayit of pat, one is yotze, other berachot, and therefore he does not have to make a beracha on the other items. He wants to compare it to the case of wine, where we learned early in the Daily Halacha that if a person drinks less than a devi'it of wine, it's poter all mashkim that follow it. So similarly, a person eats less than a kezayit. Point is, once you made the hamotzi, it takes care of everything that follows. However, Hakam Avadya argues. Hakam Avadya is in Yabia Omer, Helek Yud, in Ora Hayim Siman Yud Zayin, and he wants to say that's not so. There's a difference between the sevarot of wine and bread. He brings it a dva that explains that the reason why bread is poter is because it's considered when you're eating it as a se'uda. But if you don't eat it as a se'uda, so it's not poter. So less than a kezayit, you're not eating it as a kivi'ut. He brings down ishunim that a mashma like that has to be a se'uda of some sort to be poter. And therefore he wants to say, lema'aseh, if you ate less than a kezayit, you would have to make beracha rishona on the subsequent items, as well as a beracha harona. That's the way Hakam David comes out as well in the Otzrot Yosef in Helek Tet, in the back of the book in Siman Gimal. The way he concludes is, ha'ochel pachot mekezayit pat, ובעל לאכול שאר מיני תבשיל לאחר מכן בפני עצמם, צריך לברך עליהם לפניהם ולאחריהם את ברכת הנהנים הראויה להם, ואין הפת פותרת אותם מברכת הנהנים, ורק באוכל כזית פת, הרי הוא פותר מיני תבשיל שאוכל בפני עצמם לאחר מכן. So again, הלכה למעשה, less than a כזית פת is not פותר. What comes after, you'd have to make separate berachot on those items.